Hello, this is Chaz from Quiet Speculation, and you're listening to the QS Cast. If you're a QS subscriber, you're hearing this as soon as it gets published. If you're not a subscriber, you had to wait a few days. If you want to listen to the podcast as soon as it's published, or you just want to know more about Quiet Speculation, go to quietspeculation.com/tour and check out everything we have to offer. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the QS Cast. Tarkin and I joining you for a pretty late cast, so apologize for that. Thanks, everyone, for joining us live on the Insider Discord. What is going on, Tarkin? There's how much a day may, or what's the saying? Difference a day makes?
Yeah, man, I tell you what, I we're in different time zones, but the excitement is clearly palpable no matter where everyone is. I mean, these spoilers are amazing, and yeah, I think we're gonna keep this cast a little shorter because we know everybody's really really excited about Modern Masters, and that's sort of what is going on in the community right now. And there isn't a ton to talk about that we haven't sort of gone over before, but we've seen some more cards, and you know, we also just want to talk about how to approach this set a little bit more in detail now that we know more. And yeah, we've also got some interests and some things that we want to talk to that aren't Modern Masters related. So yeah.
Yeah, I just, you know, we were trying to discuss a lot of different things, and we end up just coming right back to Modern Masters because, I mean, it's just we're just kind of in that flux. We just tried to see with everything that's going on, it's just kind of hard to discuss certain things, you know, that aren't Modern Masters related because we just don't know enough. But we are going to try to focus on a few things that aren't Modern Masters related, mostly in the interest, which we will discuss first. So obviously on the docket, interests, Modern Masters stuff, we're just going to discuss more about what we've seen. A considerable amount has changed. I mean, the landscape has changed drastically in one day. Yep. And then we'll wrap it up like we normally do. You know, try to talk about some context for these cards, what we've acquired, or what we're looking to acquire. If things shake out well, because we've been talking about a few cards that we said, and I hope people got the disclaimer because we were saying that like numerous times, if this card is not in Modern Masters 2017, like that was kind of our motto. So let's just go right into the interest. Tarkan, what are we looking at this week?
Oh. Yeah, well, yeah, Chaz, I want to give it to you. You had a really good one that you liked that you'd pointed out briefly in the past, and I think on another cast. But I love it, so why don't you go ahead and dive right in with your first.
Yeah.
One.
So if anyone didn't know, Tarkin and I joined in on the Cartel Aristocrat cast with Zemit and Jim Casal and those guys. So we got to the interest, and I was looking, and I was like, you know what? I think Skitherix the Blight Dragon actually seems pretty good if it's not in Modern Masters 2017. Turns out, you know, looking at the spoilers, we got both of our Black Mythics, Liliana the Veil and Grizzlebrand, so that pretty much just cancels out Skitherix unless they put it in at rare. I'm not seeing it.
Well, no, they've also they've announced the themes, the draftable themes.
And right. So there's I just don't see it in there. I don't think it could be Infect. So. Right. You know, it's sitting at what, under 20 right now, like $15.
Yep.
It's sitting around $15. Yeah. I think, and I said it on the other cast, it's kind of like that trajectory Avacyn, the, you know, first Avacyn from Avacyn Restored, yep. Which, you know, hovered around 15, then it hovered around 20, got to 25, got close to 30. So I kind of think that's where we're headed with Skitherix. Pretty old card at this point. Marauden, no. The Marauden 2.0, Scars, and there's just hasn't been a reprinting since, and I just think it's prime to kind of continue trending upward.
Chaz, I think that's a great one. The supply on this is so low. I mean, we're talking on TCG Player alone. There's not even 2.5 pages of sellers of both near mint and lightly played copies. I think this is easily a $25 rare, mythic. I think it's too cheap at 13 to 15 as it is. And it's not in set. So this one's not. In fact, you know, pointing to Infect in general, I think a lot of these Infect staples that actually have the keyword mechanic Infect on them, I don't see, I mean, and this is, I know a lot of people in the community have talked about this multiple times, but really it's highly unlikely that InFect sees a reprint cycle for a long time. If they ever do it again, I mean, I highly doubt they'll never do it again, but it's highly unlikely that it sees any short-term, we see a short-term reprint of any of this cycle. So I like all the InFect cycles, and particularly these casual ones like Skitherix. I mean, I think it's great call.
Yeah, I mean, you kind of piggybacked off the InFect theme with you had one, so I guess you could just explain it.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's not really InFect, but it's a dragon, and we had talked about it before.
No. You a specific land.
Oh, sorry. Yes. Sorry, I was going. I bought. I think Inkmoth Nexus I am not anticipating it to be in this set again, because it looks like InFect has been omitted, which many of us had suspected that InFect wasn't going to be in here. And I think Inkmoth is primed to be, you know, $40 to $50. I know that sounds high, but for a land that's in two tier one decks, at least $35 to $40 easily. So I think InFect is another one. Inkmoth Nexus is another one that'd be a great pickup. Supply's not as low on that one, but it's such a hard staple that I think it's primed for another joke.
Yeah, I know it got an RPTQ printing recently. I believe that's right. I know it's a promo.
Well, there was a WMCQ foil promo that was going to be released, but is no longer being released because they don't have that event anymore. So, you know, that promo that was expected is not. In fact, I think there's someone in the MTG Finance Central Facebook. There's one of the admins that actually has one that he got. He has like one of the few. I think there's only a handful that are actually in existence that are out there on the marketplace. Yeah, yeah. So shout out to Dakota Lily.
And so if anyone's really, so you know, just to pull up some prices here, got a normal market price of about 18. I'm sure you could shop around, but if you can get them under 20, history shows us, you know, Tarkan, this kind of spiked back in, you know, around January 2016 to about $40. So, I mean, with no printing in the foreseeable future, I don't think there's going to be an immediate printing. So I just kind of expect that to continue on its path.
Yep. As we've said with other staples in the past that are not reprinted in a set like this, there's no reason why they can't jump again to a previous price point. I think Inkmoth is another great one from InFect that will easily see some jumps.
Yep. Moving along, you're back to your old dragon friend. I don't know why.
Yeah. Yeah, I still think Nicol Bolas. I actually like both printings. I know I had called out the Time Spiral one in the previous cast. That's because it's obviously the much lower buy-in. But I do want to mention the Legends one as well. That's seen some gains and is actually it's also a loser this week, which, again, to reiterate from what I was saying before, you always want to check out the losers because you might find cards that are approaching really good buy-in points. Nicol Bolas was a loser this week. Even around $15 price point, I think being from Legends, you know, being a collectible and you know, something that would be favored among collectors, along with Amonkhet speculation that we're going to see a Nicol Bolas, whether it's Amonkhet or the following set from the block, I think, you know, there's a lot of speculation around that Nicol Bolas is going to be in the set. I like the original and the Time Spiral one still. I think those are good. And the Legends one. I mean, Legends at $15. There's no reason that it's not a $30 Legend easily.
Yeah. We're going to get questions to the end just for everyone that is joining us live again. So just, you know, we'll get to that. There is another one that we both discussed. So this is kind of, you know, we kind of looked at this. We're pretty sure. So we have most of the Mythics. We're at 11 at this point. Four out of the five colors have both Mythics in Modern Masters 2017, right?
Yep.
Now, they did drop one of the Praetors, and so I'll just kind of explain this now. We're looking at the Praetor cycle. Now, they did drop one of the Praetors just as a singleton in Modern Masters 2015, and that was Elesh Norn. It could be Vorn Klex. I know you're kind of skeptical, But I think once if we get a reveal, and I was loving Vorn Quest. I mean, I was saying if it's reprinted, I'm going to love picking it up. If it's not reprinted, I mean, you know, a lot of these are over $20. I just don't know. Like, do they just continue trending? Because they're all kind of over $20. The only ones that are sitting under $20 are the so Shieldred and what was the other one? Urabrask. And the only reason I think Shieldred's, I mean, really is getting held back is because of that release printing. But I mean, at this point, I don't think it can really hold it down any much longer, right? And Urabrask, I know the foils kind of increased at one point in the past. Let me see exactly when that was. I think it was about last year. And the foils kind of just stayed put. I mean, they were like at $6 at one point. It has an all-time high of 12. It's kind of sitting under 10 right now. And it looks to be, I mean, from the graph, it's kind of trending back up. And the foils spiked around January 2016. And spiked to about $30 and has now settled in the $25 range. So I think the first stop, at least for Urabrask, under $10 is probably around $15. And then it could probably sit to where Shieldred is around $18. I mean, because this is still a pretty good one. I mean, it's not as good as the other ones because, you know, the other ones are pretty big bombs. Gingitaxis, Vorinclex, Elish Norn. But this is still a pretty good one. I mean, it shows up a lot on EDH Rec for sure.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's definitely played the least. That said, it's also the lowest buy-in. And yeah, I think a $15 price point is nowhere outside the question. I really like Gingitaxis. That one is sitting at around $13, $14. I definitely think that one's too low. I think that's $20, $25, or at least a double up to let's see, 13. Yeah, to about $25, $27. Yeah, Shieldred's tough because that one, the graph looks nice on that one, though. I mean, I don't know if, what is this, New Phyrexia? I don't know how many $30 plus mythics this set can support, but to be honest, it's out of print. And I mean, these out of print sets, there's really, the bets are kind of all off, so there's no reason why these can't continue to go up. And they've been on an upward trajectory. They're not getting reprinted in this Modern Masters set. I doubt that the green mythic is Vorinclex, but it is certainly possible. It seems like Elish Norn seemed to make a little bit more sense as a power Praetor to drop in. Vorinclex, I think if there was going to be one, it would be maybe Shieldred or something. But I could certainly be off base. It is possible that the green mythic is still Vorinclex. I don't know. My sense is that it's not, but I could be wrong about that. And yeah, I mean, I think this whole cycle, assuming it's none of them are included, I think these are great pickups. I've liked these for a while. And again, especially Gingitaxis and Urabrask, the red one, I think those two are really strong.
If it's not reprinted.
Gingitaxis.
Vorinclex.
Vorinclex is, I mean, that one's also only like, I think that one's under $20. I mean, without a reprint, I don't know if that's the one that goes, like, I think Shieldred and Elishore.
I literally think it's the best one in, you know, in the formats that it's played, it's the best one hands down.
I think conservatively, I would say 25. There's no reason why it's not $25. That's only...
It's already $25.
I thought it was 18. Let me say, look, I'm not.
All right. Exactly. Market price on TCG player, 23. So if we're going to use any metric.
Okay. All right. How much is Elish Norn? Forgive me for not. I think
20, 18. Elish Norn is 21. Yeah, we'll just call it 21 on both printings.
And do you know, we don't know. Do we know which one sees more play?
It has to be Vorinclex.
I apologize. We were discussing this, but we didn't do this. We didn't do a little bit deeper.
Yeah, it's all right. No, I mean, it's fine.
You can take a quick look, though, maybe.
You know, we started at 10:21. We're good.
I would say that, yeah, I mean, I mean, $35 seems $35.
So since the data has been collected, and I'm just looking at stocks right here, the lowest it's ever been was $3, if you can even imagine that. And literally every year, this thing is just not stopping. Like, you know, someone said in the chat, so just to bring up the chat, I'll try to incorporate it, but we usually keep that toward the ends, everyone. But I mean, it's $35. Like, I don't even know, can it even go pat? Like, does it even just stop at 35? Like, is the next stop? I think the next stop is 35. And I think if you're buying them around 20, I mean, that's great.
I mean, I will definitely say that this chart is exactly what you want to see. I mean, it's just been nothing but steady growth. I mean, if that continues, then I suppose $35 isn't out of the question. With that being the case, that just makes me like things like Jingai Taxis and Urabrask even more, because if this cycle only continues to gain popularity, I mean, those things are far too cheap. Especially, I mean, Urabrask at what, $10 or what?
$8, less. You could get them for less than 10.
Jingai Taxis again is probably my favorite of these. I mean, if Vorinclex is sitting at $25 and is on its way up, then Jingai Taxis is easily primed to double up. So yeah, it's not out of the question. A $35 Vorinclex, I suppose, with no reprint. There's no promo. There's nothing. Sure. I mean, looking at this chart, there's no reason why there's not even been a dip.
Literally no dip. Yeah. Avacyn. Just trying to get Angel of Hope was the all time high for Avacyn. Angel of Hope 35, and that's again I think that's like a top out marquee staple for EDH is the 35 range. Right. Maybe Vorinclex again. Green is really powerful. Vorinclex has really powerful abilities on it. I would say even more powerful. More of a force than Avacyn, as crazy as that sounds. And it's like a game over in EDH. And I think it can hit the 35-40 range. I think it can get there. It might take a little time. I don't know if it's going to happen overnight, but the supply is dwindling. And there's...
This is all just assuming
it's not in Modern Masters 2017. So if it's revealed that Vorinclex is not in Modern Masters 2017... The supply is dwindling right now, and if there's no reprint, there's nothing to kind of inject any more supply back into the market.
Yeah, and I mean recent history suggests that it's only going to continue to go up. There was a slight dip, but it never dipped. It never actually dropped significantly. So yeah, the trend is that this is going to keep going up. And so $35 is now the question. I don't like it as much as something like Jingai Taxis, just because I like the buy-in more. And I think I think these other ones can much more easily get to the $25 mark than Vorinclex getting $35. But that's all that said, no reprint means that all bets are off and there's no reason why it couldn't head up to that point. So.
Yeah, the unfortunate thing, and again, I hope, the disclaimer was there. I did get bit on the gifts I'm giving because, good one, man.
Hopefully, like we said, we stressed multiple times. We both love gifts, but it did get announced as being in the set. So hopefully you waited. We always mentioned, every time we mentioned gifts, we said, as long as it's not in the set. So hopefully.
Yeah, I was really hoping. I think that was just as sure of a bet as you could get. So, again, we talked about the interests, a lot of the context of the interests, we kind of really went through that. We have a few minutes left. What did you want to talk about?
Well, approaching this set, kind of looking further. First of all, I want to give a really big shout out to Channel Fireball. Most of the insiders know about this, or most folks know about this, but Channel Fireball announced that if you purchased any card that is announced as reprinted, I think it's within the past 30 days, you'll accept a full refund in store credit for that card. So you can send it back to them and you'll get a refund. I think that's a fantastic move, and I really want to shout them out and give them a pat on the back for that one. I think that's a great customer service move. I do hope that more stores kind of introduce a similar policy.
We did see a few stores follow suit.
We did.
I actually posted in that thread that you had on the Facebook page that Cool Stuff actually did that also.
Oh, it's great. That's great. Yeah. I hope more stores follow suit. I think that's excellent service. I know that there were some people making comments like, oh, this is just a way for Channel to try and get new business or just to, embed brand loyalty.
I mean, it is.
So what?
But I mean, they didn't have to do that.
And you, but you know what? It's a win-win for everyone. If it means that it keeps business coming to them, great. And it's for all the players and for anybody and speculators who are in on cards and suddenly felt like they were getting burned, you're safe. I think it's a fantastic move on their part. I totally support it. I hope more stores do it. And really want to give props to them for that. Otherwise, with Modern Match 2017, the way things are shaping, I mean, these spoils, the way things are shaping up, I would not be surprised if box prices hit MSRP, which is 240, 250 by the end of spoils. We still have, 170
already, I think it's pretty close to that already, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, we're at 220, and that's 240, 250 is, with what we're seeing, is not unreasonable. So, all that said, I had mentioned in the Insider Only cast that if you could get the boxes at 200, you should. They were still a good buy. Those have now begun to disappear. So if you're still able to get boxes at 200, you absolutely should if you want this set. Even for profit, I think you can easily pick these up. If you can find them at 200, you can make a few bucks off them by the end of the spoil season. But I think these are boxes that are easily going to hit 240, 250, which is MSRP. And it's not, for what we're seeing, it's really not an unfair price. And look, I mean, we have 70 cards, and it's already it's already quite stacked.
They could have packed the 70 cards and shipped it as is, and it would have been insane.
There's what, 240 cards in the set?
249.
Yeah, so we're 179 cards away. I mean, there was no way that we're gonna see more. It's gonna be nothing but stinkers. So yeah, just I would get ready. I would sell into this hype. Speaking to supply, again, no confirmed numbers. People are still trying to figure out what's going on. Again, from what I understand, the first wave is not going to be huge. We know nothing about the second wave, though. If anyone has...
We discussed this for the Insider Only chat.
We don't know anything about the supply.
Right. We don't have any new additional info.
That's right. And no new additional info. So we have no idea what's going to happen. But you obviously, as usual, you want to sell into the hype right now. This set's on fire. So just, yeah. With the boxes, sell accordingly. Go ahead and get rid of them
now,
if you don't.
Now and the only consistent thing that we've been hearing is that the price or the supply should be around maybe a little more than Modern Masters 2015.
That's
but
right.
Just the stores are getting, you know, the stores that are in good standing with the distributors, you know, these big box, you know, these bigger stores are getting a lot more of them.
Right.
So it's just creating this illusion that there's more, but let's just say even, and we discussed this briefly, you know, I'll just bring it up briefly again, you know, before we wrap things up. We talked about this last week. Even if the supply around Modern Masters is around Modern Masters of 2015 or a little bit more, I think that's still a considerable printing size, because
I
mean, the problem with Modern Masters 2015 is no one bought it. So right. You got all these boxes just sitting around not doing anything because it wasn't even worth cracking them because they were awful. I mean,
exactly.
When and I look back, I mean, maybe now it's not that bad, but because a lot of these mythics are like $60 again.
No, the key takeaway here is that this set is going to be opened as opposed to Modern Masters 2015.
Yeah, so like all of it's going to get out there. I mean, I don't see a lot of these rotting on shelves.
Exactly.
That's for sure.
Exactly. Now, you know, I mean, Chaz and I have a little bit of a different opinion here. I am of the opinion that prices for this set are not going to rebound as strong, as hard as many people are. Well, I don't want to say many people, but as some people suspect. I think, Chaz, I think you're a little bit more optimistic that there's going to be cards that are really going to rebound pretty hard. I don't think so. I think that some of this stuff's going to crater and then creep back up to a certain point, but I don't think the set's too loaded for everything to get back up. There is going to be some stuff that, as I said before, vendors are going to set the floor on, that it's only going to get so cheap. I think Damnation is one of them. I don't think Damnation is going to get under $30. I think the Fetchlands are another one. I don't think those are going to get under around $30 to $40. So there's going to be some of these staples that are not going to get but so low. But some of this other stuff, I don't know if it's going to rebound as well as you may think, Jazz.
So this is what I you know, pretty consistently, except, you know, Modern Masters, the very first Modern Masters for a loop, because there just wasn't that much out there. But even Modern Masters, there was a considerable decrease in the beginning, and then they kind of rebound. Modern Masters 2015, even though there was not a lot opened, still a lot of cards literally like 50% decreases across the board. I mean, we were just looking at this before the cast. Karn, 50% decrease. Opal, 50% decrease. And a few others. I think initially we're going to see that. I do think it will take longer for them to rebound. But then if there's all this talk of like, oh, you know, they're kind of just, you know, jam packing this because they're not doing it again for a while or something like that. I don't know if I give any credence to that talk. But even in 2 years' time, I think there's going to be some optimism here and some opportunity here, especially on like the marquee stuff again, like Damnation, like Liliana, like Snapcaster Mage. You know, a lot of these cards can definitely rebound.
The rares, I think,
other than maybe Damnation, the rares I think are going to suffer the most. You know, the mythics, Liliana probably won't drop too much, and then it'll start trending back up. Snapcaster, I do think it'll take a longer time, but I'm still remaining optimistic here.
So here's my perspective on this. I like original Snapcaster Mage simply because if this set is successful in it getting sparking some more interest in Modern, which these sets generally tend to do, or that's the goal of them. I really like the original print of Snapcaster, simply because the art. We're not going to be getting that artwork again because it's got a player's face on it. So I think that's just the last time we're going to see that art.
Yeah, they've moved away from that. Yeah.
Yeah. So I really like that long term. Since we're thinking this stuff is going to be long term, I mean, 2 years for me is long term. I really like the OG, the first print Snapcasters. And I don't know about the first print Lilianas because it's the exact same artwork. And so I don't know if that Innistrad printing is going to grow much further from where it is right now. Like you said, I don't think it's going to go down too much. But I really, really like the uncommons in this set. I think what's going to end up happening is there's just going to be a fever pitch in chase for the marquee stuff and the rares and these mythics. And I think these uncommons are going to get down to at or near bulk prices, at which point, I mean, I am scooping up dollar Path to Exiles. I'm scooping up 50 cent Terminates. I'm buying all these uncommons that I think are going to get sort of ignored. People aren't going to really pay attention to those because those I do believe have it's very easy for those uncommon staples to kind of not necessarily rebound, but look, Path to Exile's not a dollar card, right? And if they're sitting at a dollar, I'm picking all of them.
Clearly not, because there's like a million printings of it. It just won't stay down.
Exactly. So I'm looking at the uncommons. I think the uncommons that's where I'm focusing my
attention. Yeah. You're definitely right on that. Like if IOK is like a buck, exactly. You can't go wrong on that. You really just can't.
You remember when IOK was $3 in Conspiracy, and we saw what happened to that. I mean, that it just shot up.
Yeah, we did. I mean, I think there's going to be a ton of these. It'll take a little longer, but still, I mean, even at a dollar, I just don't see that being a bad bet.
Yeah, yeah. So I'm looking at that. I think when it comes to singles, I'm still sort of reticent to jump in. However, if you're just playing and you want to seize cards, that I think there's going to be definitely buy-in points where your buy-in is safe. Like, you know, I think once Damnation gets down to $25-$30, that's pretty much where
I really hope so, man. I really hope so.
Yeah, it's not going to get any lower than that, and I think you're perfectly fine. So I will say you absolutely want to wait. You don't want to – don't buy any singles at the beginning. Don't buy into any of this hype. Just stand by and hold out because the prices are going to drop. And they're going to get to a point where they'll be attractive for a buy-in as far as play for sure. I mean, look, you know, if you want to get this stuff just to play and you don't necessarily want to invest in it, then I would say around 90 days, 90 to 120 days, you're probably looking at things approaching their floor. So, yeah.
Yeah. I think if we just, you know, look at the, you know, history data, you basically just take whatever Modern Masters 2015, you look at that, you analyze it. We looked at all the kind of the trends, you know, even before the cast and even last cast, right, Tarkan? So I think the percentages will be, you know, you kind of amplify that a little bit, again, because there's just so much more buying power here. I mean, there's just going to be so much more of these boxes sold, and there's not going to be a lot left over like there was for 2015.
Right.
So I think immediately we'll see more of those drops. You know, maybe that'll even push to 60%, you know, 50%, 60% on some of these. A lot of these, like even 70, like, I mean, some of this stuff will crater.
I mean, the rares are going to
yeah,
crash.
Like Primal Command will be a bulk, even Resto Angel might even be like $2, $1.50. I mean,
Gifts Ungiven, which is our
Gifts is like probably two,
yeah,
down from nine. I mean, what was Restoration Angel like 8? Yeah, that'll be like 2, which is more than 50%. So, you'll see some of that, and you'll see some of these like the Damnation kind of hold out for a little while. And again, if some of these rares just get to that point, I think it's a good buy. It might take a little longer to rebound, but I think it's a buy.
Yeah, and I would absolutely, I mean, as with everything else, go ahead and just sell into all this hype. If you have boxes and you're trying to grab it, sell now. And don't, just be careful. There's a lot of hype, so just have some patience. I mean, there's a lot of other places, but really just be very patient with this. This set, more so than I think even Eternal Masters, I mean, because Eternal Masters was exciting, but, there was, the EV didn't necessarily match the hype. I mean, this set is stacked and loaded with big
guns. Can't even believe how stacked it is. I mean, really just top to bottom. We were literally, and I think this is a good place, to kind of wrap up the cast because, ended on a high note. I mean, we literally looked at this like, what is bad to open? Like, not that much. Like, that you look at it, it's like, damn, that's a stinker.
Very few feel bads.
There's really not that many feel bads. And again, coming at this from an average player, obviously as the stuff's going to be coming out and cards crater, not a lot of cards will make up the $10 pack. But that's still, like you said, as a player who's opening up, you're not going to get your $10 back for Xur the Enchanter, but still pretty good rare.
Exactly. The average player is going to be excited to see a Xur the Enchanter or a Deadeye Navigator because they can jam it in one of their casual decks.
I don't know about the Deadeye Navigator, but...
Well, maybe not for $10,
literally 35 cents, but...
The point we made was that if you open a Deadeye Navigator and you're like, well, I can at least put that in my EDH deck, in that pack, you can also open a Path to Exile and go, hey, I just got $3 more. So
that's the thing. There is a considerable... common and uncommon to bolster that. And that was severely lacking in 2015. Exactly. And what else was severely lacking was short of a few key rares. I mean, it just literally fell off a cliff. I mean, if you didn't hit like Noble Hierarch or a couple other mythic or rares, it was over for you.
Exactly. So,
I mean, again, Xur the Enchanter might not make up your $10 pack, but man, I'd still like to open that over some of the stuff I've seen last time.
Yeah. Do we have any questions we want to take a look at
real quick? We have a few minutes here. Sell boxes and it's not even close by Austin. JJ Bullfrog 88. I agree with Chaz with Vorinclex. Yeah, I think so too. Again, this was all contingent on it not being reprinted. I also wonder if the Primal Command is a one of, or will there be a full cycle by Barnatog?
An interesting question because we haven't seen any other ones yet, have we?
Cryptics,
that's tough.
Though?
Maybe. Yeah, it's I wouldn't be surprised. That's tough.
I think maybe they'll put in the commands that weren't in 2015. Yeah. I know Cryptic was in 2015. Was Austria the white one? Austria. Maybe they put that one in. Was Incendiary? Man, Incendiary would suck.
I would be hard pressed. I could be very wrong here, but given that we see a lot of several miracle cards, I feel like the commands that we could see a few of them rather than just Primal. Primal seems a little strange. I mean, it's certainly feasible that that's the only one. I mean, it's not unprecedented that they do things like that. They just throw in a one of a cycle, but I feel like we might get. I don't know if we're gonna get Cryptic. That's the one I'd have the I doubt.
Yeah, I doubt it too. But hey, I mean, the set's been shattering expectations so far. So, and I don't have a number crunch in front of me. So again, I don't know. Maybe some of this has already been debunked. If it has, I apologize. But I don't see Cryptic in there. I could see something like Austria where it hasn't been placed in one of these sets before.
Yeah. Bernatog, when the ideal time to buy into cards aren't reprinted, immediately after the set spoiled, because that's when, because things are going to start to get scooped up. Once people see the full spoil list and they know what's not reprinted, then people are going to start moving in on cards that weren't reprinted. So I would get in there quickly.
G Tutor. Smart move to just sell on open boxes if you bought in at 170, or is the play to bust and sell singles?
Sell the box on that one.
Me already up, I think, what, $50?
The reason for that is a larger sort of like a broader point. Consider the labor you're going to have to put into if you're busting a few boxes. The smaller the amount of boxes you open, the higher the likelihood the higher the variance of your value, right? Like these guys that open hundreds of boxes, that's how they're able to make.
Yeah, there's no variance with taking like $50.
Exactly.
Like it's on the table.
Exactly. You get a 170, you get your 240, you have a clean profit. So absolutely just sell the unopened boxes. What else do we have here?
IECE Moxes for old school cube command.
What's that?
Cryptic is a buy if not reprinted. Yeah, so this was by AJD5197. I don't understand your question. I don't understand your question. IE/CE Moxes for old school cube.
Collector's edition. International
collector's edition. Oh, okay.
So Sig, who's this QS writer, I would refer you to his article on collector's edition. I'm not too familiar with the market, but I will say that in his article, he noted that collector's edition appear to be on the move and they're getting rarer and rarer. And he liked them as a buy. So I'll kind of pass that on to him, and I'll go with his commentary that CE cards are probably a buy because they appear to be going up in value, and at the very least, they appear to be getting harder and harder to find. So, yeah, I think those are good buys.
Yep. G-Tutor, if I could ever sell Cryptics at 25 again, I'll be ecstatic. we'll see. If it's not reprinted, I don't know when they just haphazardly throw those in there. Again, with Amonkhet coming out, that's the last set for this year or going into October, right? We have Amonkhet. We have a summer set.
Yeah. Well, there's the second release.
Oh, right. Amonkhet and Hours of Devastation. My bad. All right. We have the arch enemy, Nicole Bolas, and there's one more thing. Is there something? There's something else. I don't know. There's like a million different releases, but if Cryptic isn't in Modern Masters 2017, I think you're in the clear.
Oh, you're definitely in the clear. I don't expect Modern Masters.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure you're in the clear
for a while. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's it.
I think that's it for questions. Some great questions. Thanks for listening along with us and sending those in. Love it. Insiders. Awesome. Tarkan, I think that's about it.
Yeah, I think so as well. I'm sorry. We have one more thing here. I just want to speak to Barnatog. He's talking about
Says
he can't see his box at 210 because he panicked. If you can sell at 220, as I mentioned in the cast, we're on track for these boxes to be hitting MSRP, which is 240, 250. I don't know if you bought the box at 210 for an investment, but yes, if your out is only going to be at 220, you're not really making much. I don't know if you just bought for an investment, then sure. But I think we're on track to 240, 250 a box, in which case you're going to make a few bucks. So that's kind of your call on that. Are we going to hit $300 boxes? No, we're not. I do not see these getting above $250. So that wraps that up.
Yeah. I think if you just take the other question, like if you got them under 200, then you're selling into this. If it's hard for you to out, yeah, at 200. If it's hard for you because you bought in at 210, if it's hard for you to kind of find a reliable out that you could just snap up 240, 250, if there's so much hype and you can't get that, then I do think cracking them might be at that point pretty good.
Yeah, I could go with that. Sure.
Yeah, because I think, with the foil variance there, you might, hit lotto.
Yeah.
I think at the very least, you'll still get your 210 back. There's a lot of stuff in the set. I did buy one at 172. Yeah. Yeah, Barnatog. Thanks, everyone. Tarkan and I are going to be signing out of this QS cast. Hopefully everyone enjoyed the double cast. And this one will be going out to insiders first, as always, and then to the general public on MTG Cast. So, Tarkan, we'll do this again. A lot of stuff to cover. We'll be at it next week.
All right. See you guys.
Take care, everyone.